We don't need to know the name of the Palestinian hostages. What for? We only need to know the name of the Israeli ones, right? We know their parents. We know about the suffering and the pain that their family has been through. About what's going on. Will the hostages come back? We know these things because it's on the BBC, it's on the ITV, it's on all British media, all American media. We know who they are. They're human. But we don't know the names of the Palestinian ones. We don't need to. Why would we need to know the names of the Palestinian hostages? Like that lady who was held in an Israeli prison for 10 years for activism, for speaking up against the apartheid. No crimes committed. She wasn't charged for anything, but just held. Why would we need to know her name? Why would we need to know her parents' name? Why would we need to hear about her suffering and her pain? We don't need to hear about that. No, that's a Palestinian. We only need to hear about the names. We only need to make certain people look human. But the others, well, we can, well, make them look like animals, I guess. Because that's the first step, isn't it? That's how it works. You need to make those people that you're trying to eradicate look like animals. And in that way, the public can somehow justify what's being done to them. What's happening in the West Bank right now? Trump playing this silly game, pretending that he's some sort of savior, when he's been given the green light to let them do what they want. Palestinian hostages, they don't have names. Apparently, they're not people. That's only for the Israelis. Remember, it's good versus bad. It's light versus dark. And we know about all of these types of tropes. And we know all about this type of propaganda because it's what the Nazi Germans did to the Jewish people who innocently disappeared in their hands. Remember, the Palestinians, no, they're not humans. It's just the Israelis that are humans.